If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Welcome. I'm Larry Wessels, Director of Christian Answers. I'm in studio here with our Director of Research, Steve Morrison. Steve, great to have you here, brother.
Thank you, Larry.
This is part two of a two-part series we're doing on unidentified flying objects, otherwise known as UFOs. If you missed part one, then go back and check that out. Here, we're going to spend more time in the Word of God analyzing what UFOs are based on what we've already said in show number one, and we'll be continuing to talk about it here in show number two. And with that, as I get ready to analyze with Steve this UFO phenomenon, I'd like y'all at home to take a look at a little more footage here that you may have missed from last time. I'd like you to see this, so... we'll be back right after this. As you saw from the video footage, it's fairly certain that UFOs are really out there. As I mentioned in show number one, the History Channel and all these other TV channels are making a big deal out of it these days. People are testifying that they've seen it. We're talking about millions of witnesses now, millions, verified by scientists, people from all walks of life with different religions, whatever. It didn't matter whether they're skeptics or non-skeptics. We're talking about something that's actually out there. Hopefully that footage there helped you come to some of those kind of conclusions that I'm trying to tell you right now. Now, as I said in show number one, I believe the UFOs are real, and there's a reason why they do what they do. As, for instance, I mentioned before that there's never been a tracking of a UFO spaceship from deep space coming in to our atmosphere, mm-hmm. traveling here from a distant planet or solar system. You never see these UFOs coming in from outer space. I referenced before that movie Independence Day, but how does the movie start? It starts with them tracking these alien spacecraft coming into our atmosphere from outer space. But with UFOs, you never get that. You never get anything of this nature. The UFOs just suddenly appear in our atmosphere. They're just all of a sudden, shazam, there they are. And that, to me, suggests not something that's an actual physical entity coming from outer space, but something that's interdimensional, that can suddenly appear and disappear from one dimension to another dimension. And so when I start thinking about that, and then when you start analyzing all these religions, and Steve, you and me both know one thing Christian Answers does is we do a lot of analytical study into other religions. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of study on other religions, and as you study some of these, I'm thinking right off the bat of the Urantia book. And in fact, it's funny, when you go to, and I've been to in a lot of them to pick up books and things for my research, these New Age bookstores, you know, where you've got channeling going on, where you can communicate with your dead relative, or you've got all this occultic stuff where you can, you know, or Ouija boards or things of this nature where you can contact other entities that are in another dimension. But there's also, when you go to these occult bookstores, these New Age bookstores, where you're in contact with higher levels and you've got channeling going on where you get another entity or something of that claims to be a UFO space alien or something, and he's channeling through you where you get possessed in a way and start communicating for this entity. What you find in a lot of these instances in these books are there. Anyone that doesn't believe me can go to the... I don't recommend it, though, as a Christian. I don't recommend you go read these occult books because basically, from a Christian perspective, they're of the devil. Now, you don't have to believe me at this moment, but hopefully as we get into our discussion from the Bible, you'll come to see that point of view from a Christian perspective. But in these bookstores, they also have a lot of theology books predicated on people who are in communication, supposedly, with aliens, with UFO entities. In fact, in our show number one, we played from our tape from our radio broadcast of a lady who said she was married to one of these UFO aliens. So there's evidence there, and there's a lot of people that are making all these claims and associated with some sort of relationship. You hear about UFO abductions, people getting abducted by UFOs. In fact, there's different kinds of encounters. I think they break the different kinds of encounters with UFOs. There's encounters of a first kind, encounters of a second kind, encounters of a third kind, fourth kind, fifth kind, sixth kind. I think one of those last kinds could actually result in your death. You could actually be killed by a UFO. Others are where you're, some of the latter ones have to do with being abducted. And as you get closer to the one, like the encounter of a first kind would be sort of like, well, you saw one. Mm. You know? But then it gets deeper and deeper as you go through these six things of encounters with UFOs. Well, one of these religious books they have in a New Age occult bookstore is called the Urantia book. And in the Urantia book, it goes into this big discourse about the missing years of Jesus. And when you go into a book like that, and then there's all these other New Age books and titles there by people who are supposedly in communication with these alien creatures from another planet through UFO travel or whatever, it's amazing how often these entities are talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're talking about Jesus, and then they're making a big deal about how what we believe about Jesus is not true. You know, like in the Urantia book, it gives you this whole different story about the life of Jesus, particularly the missing years between the when he was the age of 12 mm-hmm. and when he was 30, those 18 years, it fills that in for you through this UFO information. But there have been so many religious cults, you might say, started by supposed communication with space aliens and UFOs. And I'm wondering, why is it that you have these what look to be interdimensional beings that just suddenly appear and disappear? They never seem to come from outer space like a physical craft would do. They're the UFO activities, you know, when they can do a 90-degree turn, going, you know, Mach 8, which no physical craft can do without blowing apart. You start to wonder, how can they do all these incredible physical things that aren't possible on a physical plane? That you never see them come from space, and they're so preoccupied with Jesus and how what we know about Jesus is wrong, and they're going to tell us the right way about Jesus. You know, the Rastafarians, mm-hmm. you know, they think, you know, Jesus was a spaceman and all this kind of stuff. But and it's not limited to just a few religions that have been started by these UFO sightings. I'm submitting to you that these UFOs are real, but they're not here to help us out, obviously, because anyone that checks into UFO activity finds that there's been all these malevolent things done, abductions, sexual attacks on people who have been abducted by these guys. Some people have been killed by UFOs. I'm suggesting that their activities are not holy and just, but rather a dangerous and evil type
harmful.
Of activity. Yeah, evil type of activity. And when we think biblically about entities that are interdimensional, ultra-dimensional, they're evil, malevolent, they have weird ideas that they want to foster on people about Jesus. They possess people and are channeled by them through people. I don't know about you, Steve, but I'll tell you what. There sure seems to be a lot of similarity here with the demonic activity we find in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments? I've been doing a lot of talking here. I'd like to get a little input from you now.
Well, Jesus encountered a number of people who were demon-possessed. Thomas Eisen, in his article on spiritual warfare, has an interesting observation. You know, people who were ill with a disease would come to Jesus to ask to be cured. No demoniac came to Jesus asking to be cured. So they were either bound or otherwise, you know, did not volitionally able to go and ask. And there are probably people today who are demon-possessed too. It's just we don't recognize it because we call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're channeled or somebody is being channeled through, channeled through somebody, maybe that's not, we just don't have the same name anymore, but it's the same thing, either channeled or oppressed. So you can call it aliens, you can call it whatever explanation you want, but I think the same things that happened in the time of Christ are happening, can happen today.
Exactly. Now, as our viewers at home can see on the chart we've got up there, Brother Steve just mentioned Thomas Eisen's article. And this is just a little reference from his article, just follow along. It says, the demonic powers. Demon-related material occurs on 11 occasions in the first three Gospels. Notice the following breakdown of this material. Parallel passages in parentheses. Three general statements about casting out demons. One, Matthew 4:24. They brought to him all who were ill, taken with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Also see Mark 3:11, Luke 6:18, Matthew 8:16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the demons with a word and healed all who were ill. Cross-reference that with Mark 1:29-34, Luke 4:38-41, Luke 7:21. At that very time, he cured many people of diseases and afflictions and evil spirits, and he granted sight to many who were blind. Reading on, 8 specific incidents are also described. 1, Mark 1, 23 through 28. Cross-reference Luke chapter 4, 33-37. Also, Matthew 8, 28-34. Cross-reference Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Matthew chapter 17. And on, you can see all the references go there. You have two passages cover the disciples and the demoniac. That's in Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. And also Mark chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. One incident of teaching was related to the Pharisees' accusation that Christ's power came from Beelzebub. Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45 and continuing. One of the most significant observations we can make is that not a single one of the cases reveals someone who came to Jesus in order to be delivered of a demon. Each person was brought by someone else except for the Gadarene. And in that instance, he did not come to Jesus to be delivered, but he ran up and bowed down, indicating worship, and asked, "What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Then he begged Jesus not to torment him. The man clearly was not coming for deliverance. The apostles and the demonic. On 3 occasions, the apostles were said to have been involved in the casting out of demons. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. And Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 12. None of these passages involved a debate over whether those delivered were Christians. Everyone would agree that they were not. The significance of these events is as signs that the apostles had the authority from the risen head, Christ, to act and speak on his behalf, and was demonstrated by the fact that they had authority over Satan, like their master. Once the foundation of the church has been laid by the apostles, Ephesians 2:30, and the boundary and nature of the gospel message was established, the norm for dealing with demon-possessed unbelievers have become the preaching of the gospel and not magical rituals. Okay, now I just wanted to get a lot of that biblical material in there so you can see it on charts, PowerPoint charts. See the references for yourself. You can go back, rewind the tape or whatever, and look those verses up for yourself. See how much the demon situation was playing in the gospels themselves. Now, we haven't even really got into what the epistles, the book of Acts, well, we did cover some of the book of Acts there, but there's much more about the demonic in the Old Testament and the New Testament than I referenced there, but that just gives you a little taste of what we're dealing with here. And I find it interesting too, Steve, that when we're talking about the demonic and the correlation of false religion that they promulgate with people that are in contact with them, their what seems to be wicked and evil activities, the interdimensional activities that they perceive and the nefarious actions that they engage in, there seems to be a direct correlation with this and the types of things we hear from people who have experienced haunted houses. Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard about haunted houses and ghosts.
Not the games at Halloween, but you mean allegedly real haunted houses.
The things that go bump in the night, and a lot of your horror flicks are based on. I think of the Amityville horror, things of that nature that have come out, where, it's funny how people don't seem to stop and think that a lot of the actions of these UFOs sure look a lot like what's going on in these haunted houses.
Yeah.
Demonic activity.
For those interested in reading this newsletter in its entirety, or any of our other newsletters, simply go to our website, BibleQuery.org, and click on the experience box on the homepage. Then scroll down to the newsletter section and look for it. Speaking of haunted houses, viewers are invited to read our newsletter entitled, "Are Psychic Mediums Communicating with Ghosts or with Demonic Spirits?" with lead article by Dr. Ron Rhodes, a graduate from Dallas Theological Seminary, located on our website at BibleQuery.org. This is Larry Wessel speaking. You can even read about my visit to a supposed famous haunted house in Lafayette, Louisiana. I was escorted by the mayor of Ville Platte, Louisiana.
but neither one of us saw any ghosts. I did see a black cat, however.
And we never find the Bible in the Old Testament or the New Testament saying that the devil is not here, the demons are not here. In fact, the Bible is saying exactly the opposite of that. It's saying the devil is right here with us right now. In fact, take a look at this verse right here in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and following. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse 8, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So, with that, we see that the devil is down here with us now. Mm-hmm. And the only way to overcome the devil is through the testimony of Christ and believing in him, having faith in him and trusting in him for our salvation. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. So we are in a cosmic war down here with the devil and his legions. And our only defense from these deceivers, which would be UFOs, haunted houses, ghosts, and whatever, is through the Lord Jesus Christ and his word, the word of his their testimony for Christ.
The following clip is from our radio show called Christian Answers Live, which is posted on YouTube with the title UFOs in the New Age, Extraterrestrial Messages or Doctrines of Fourth Dimension Demonic Spirits. William M. Alnor, author of the Baker Bookhouse publication, UFOs in the New Age, is the special guest. Mr. Alnor is a former Philadelphia investigative newspaper reporter.
The Bible really doesn't have anything at all to say about UFOs, but it does have an awful lot to say about spiritual deception. And it has an awful lot to say about going along with things that seem to undermine the person, nature, and work of Jesus Christ. And in chapter one of my book, I write this, that part of the UFO enigma is the story of deception. And we need to look at 1 John 4:1-3. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are from God. When you look at the so-called messages, the channeled messages by and large, and by the way, channeling is wrong, the Bible calls it spiritism,
right.
You'll see that every message from an alleged alien always undermines the person, nature, or work of Jesus Christ.
Right.
So we need to apply the Jesus test to all these experiences, and we need to realize that ufology, and especially when we get into the New Age angle of it, when we're dealing with channeled messages, that is Antichrist. It is really a religion in and of itself, and they're trying to develop one world religion, and they're trying to get us to change the way we think about God.
Now, you mentioned channeling in there, and obviously the UFO or ufology has been mixed heavily with New Age. Specifically, I wanted to ask you about the Urantia book. This is something that a lot of people may or may not be familiar with, but of course based on, I guess, channeling. What is this book and what is its connection with ufology?
Yeah, the Urantia book is something like, I think it's more than 1,000 pages long, and it's really emerged as an alternative religion these days. It is a channeled book that claims to have been penned by angels, supermortal angelic beings, I think is the term that was used. And it was channeled through a man by the name of Kellogg in Chicago in the early part of this century. And I consider this to be a UFO cult, because if you look through the Urantia book, there's all kinds of stories about outer space and, and the nature of the universe and things like that. And we're dealing with entities that they don't know that could be akin, or even though they call them supermortal angelic beings. But The bottom line is that these are extraterrestrial beings that allegedly channeled the book through this man. So, but even with that, one of the things that's fascinating to me about the Urantia book and how it matches other so-called UFO revelations is that the mission of Christ is rewritten. You have the last part of the Urantia book trying to tell us the true story of Jesus Christ's missing years, and it's absolutely occultic.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Urantia book, we have the atonement of Jesus Christ being voided, that he did not die on the cross for the sins of the world. And that seems to be the message of all New Age books and all books that talk about Jesus that come from a UFO perspective, that the atonement of Christ is always voided.
For more on biblical demonology, see our YouTube video entitled Demonic Possession Case, Dealing with the Devil, What Jesus Has Done to Satan, and our six-hour YouTube video series on spiritual warfare. Simply type Larry Wessels, Spiritual Warfare, in the YouTube search box to find the entire series.
Well, with that, we're about out of time. If you have any other further questions, please feel free to email us. Check out our website, BibleQuery.org, HistoryCart.com. We'll be glad to help in any way we can. With that, I'm Larry Wessels with Steve Morrison for Christian Answers. Join us again next time. God bless you all.
If you desire additional information, feel free to email us at cdebater@aol.com. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John chapter 14, verse 6.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.